If you want your tacit tintabulated to a T, just dig this solid round of Jubilee. Well, what do you say, gang? This is Bill Lally with the hottest session this side of an 8-bar rip. And right here to beat out their choppers and needle the lull are as fine a flock of dignitaries as ever graced a freebie fortissimo. To wit, the Jackie Mills Quintet of All-Stars, luscious Gene Taylor, Ricky Jordan, Keith Williams and his college cat, and the man who collects all assembled cats, Gene Norman, your MC.
Thank you, Bill, and hiya, guys and gals. Tonight we're getting underway with a bash that'll fan the fuzz over a bucket of features. Waiting for the goal signal up here is Keith Williams and a bunch of boys who carry school books under one arm and horns behind their ears. So, what say, let's drop the books, boys, put the horns in their proper places, and get underway with a special composed for Jubilee by Bob Greitinger. It's called Jubilee Juice. Keith Williams and his orchestra. Digit manipulators with a special for old Jubilee. Well, that gets us off to a bouncing start. So let's change the tempo a bit now. Here's something really beautiful. A lovely blonde gal who's coming up mighty fast in the chirp section. Let's have an old Jubilee welcome for Gene Taylor. Doily that was, with all the hem stitching in the right places, too. Gene Taylor singing Lover Man. And all the men who gathered in the background to give Gene that good musical support are now moving up front for a session of fancy sharps and flats. Give it to us on the beat, boys. Jackie Mills and his quintet.
Thank you.
Well, many thanks, man. That was a solid salad session of chamber music with a gang of all-stars. From left to right, we heard Jimmy Rose with the keys, Harry Babison beside the bass, Barney Kessel on guitar, Jackie Mills, of course, on the skins, and a wonderful, bright new star to these shores from Sweden, Stan Hasselgaard on clarinet. And we just heard his collaboration with Barney Kessel, a thing called Swedish Pastry. And now here is a real treat to all Jubilee listeners from Sweden. We'd like Stan to come up and say hello to all his countrymen. Come on over, Stan, and talk to the folks back home.
God afton, svenska lyssnare. Det här är Åke Hasselgaard. Jag har nöjt att ikväll spela på välbekant program Jubilee. Och jag tar passa på tillfället att hälsa till alla mina svenska vänner.
Well, wonderful, Stan. I'm sure that everybody in Sweden enjoyed that hello. And Jubilee listeners everywhere will be more than excited because of your great musicianship on the clarinet. For the benefit of many of our customers who can't understand the language of your homeland, do you mind, Stan, translating that message you just gave to Sweden?
Well, I'll try. I said my name was Stan Hasselgaard, and that I got the pleasure to play on the famous or great Jubilee program. And I took the advantage of sending my regards to all my friends in Sweden.
Well, thank you very much, Stan, for bringing your fine talent to Old Jubilee. Stick around, because we have more things for you to do later on. Well, now we're going to veer to the other vocal section of tonight's happy stash of bubbly tweed. Here's a bright new star who's been giving the customers of Earl Carroll's Theater Restaurant a real treat for many, many weeks. Let's say hello now to Ricky Jordan. Thank you, Ricky. That was Ricky Blues, with the unique style of Ricky Jordan batting the B flat. Well, it's time to turn the blue lights on and get real moody now with Keith Williams and his orchestra as they give us some Andante. Listen to this fine ballad of the 30s. I know you remember, I only have eyes for you. the eyes really had it on that arrangement by Duane Tatro, tenor man of the band. And speaking of rock, here it is in the form of five guys who really get around on all the good jazz dates. Jimmy Rolls, Barney Kessel, Stan Hasselgaard, Harry Babison, and Jackie Mills. They get ready to gang up on Indiana. Man, that was just as bright as a lightning bug with a hot foot. While approaching the Jubilee microphone at the moment is that young gentleman with the tricky tonsils, Ricky Jordan. If we go away, he leans in to sing Dependent Blues.
Meat Man came to Meat Man West. and by. None of it's me, cause I didn't have a cent. Come on back home, I'm feeling blue. Pack your bags, bring your money, everything depends on you. Now the milkman keeps knocking on my door. If I don't pay the bill, I won't get no milk no more. Come on back home, I'm feeling blue. Pack your bags, bring your money, everything depends on you. Listen to my plea, I need a lot of what you got to bring it up to me. Come on back home, I'm feeling blue. Pack your bags, bring your money, everything depends on you. Now listen to me, baby, I haven't got much time. Collect the jack and bring it back and put it on my line. Come on back home, I'm feeling blue. Pack your bags, bring your money, everything depends on you.
Thanks, Mr. Wickey. That was Weddy Like Hetty Wine, just like the song said. Well, fine people, we've just about run the course of our octave of O-Line, so we'll say so long with a lusty bit of starch from a way back. Keith Williams and his bookbinder's fellow Amello, Show Me the Way to Go Home.
The way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Oh, I had a little drink about an hour ago and it went right to my head. Wherever I may roam, or land or sea or foam, you will always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Way to go home.
gentlemen, we're heading home, but fast. That's the last obligato on this Hepsis obstacle course. Yes, it's time to adjust our windage and elevation and dash to our down deep slip between the lily white. From McCormick Hospital in Pasadena, California, Old Jubilee has presented this fancy frolic with Gene Taylor, Ricky Jordan, the Jack Mills Quintet, Keith Williams and his orchestra. And now this is Gene Norman speaking for everyone on stage, saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you.
This program was arranged with the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians. James C. Petrillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.